It's going great. Just the same. It's off-season training, OTAs, same every year. New vision. Every team is different. Every year is different, so it's a special excitement every time personally I step out on the field. So I'm excited for this year.
How did these voluntary sessions get you ready? Because next week it's the mandatory, and then after that it's training camp, and the clock is starting to tick. So what's the value in these voluntary workouts?
Well, the voluntary workouts get you ready for training camp. And we'll get 4 weeks or so off right after this session is over. Go back and work out and be ready for training camp physically, condition-wise. But mentally, this is the time to get everything down so when we get to training camp, we can move faster mentally. So on the field, you can we can show up pretty quick.
I talked to Mike and said, when does the swagger take place? Now, you got three potential pass rushers on the field at once if you put D Ford in with Houston and Tomba. Mm-hmm. I mean, your expertise inside. When does the defensive swagger begin? He thought it was more like training camp. Do you sense it now?
Well, it's the potential of the swagger that the defense has just because adding an extra rusher, another athlete to the bunch. But training camp tells a lot. Right now, it's kind of hard to tell what we have because we're just running around in our shorts and helmet. But you separate the men from the boys when you put on the pad. So training camp, you'll see early in training camp what we have.
Second year with Bob Sutton as the defensive corner. How comfortable do you feel with this defense going into the season?
I feel very confident. A lot confident than last year. Last year, we was just putting this crazy system in. I call it crazy because it's very exotic and blitz is coming from everywhere. I have a lot of responsibility in this defense. It's fun at the same time, but this year it's a little different from last year just because, you know, I know it. The first part of our install of plays, I'm not even writing anything down just because I know it already. So it helps me to move out here fast on the field during this time. Of course, as we get later into our installs and plays, I will have to do more notes. But right now, not many notes for me because it's the same defense as last year. Early right now.
You say there's a new vision, but there's the same goal.
Mm-hmm.
To win the playoffs. How do you marry those two concepts of a new vision and the same goal together?
Well, it's something, it's the nature of the beast, the business. Even though we got about the same nucleus of players, this year it's a different team. So the vision is different. Our focus is more about that family atmosphere. Just different words are thrown around differently from last year to this year, but the same goals. We're trying to win it all. The chemistry is a lot better than it was last year, obviously because the coaching staff has came back. So with this, I can't wait. Andy Reid's an exceptional coach, and he's going to have us ready.
How much does it help you guys defensively when the guys you're going against on offense are much more advanced than they were last year at this time? They know where they're going.
Mm-hmm.
So do you guys. How much does that help in creating an atmosphere pretty close to
Well, you know what? Right now, we're pounding about trying to get more interceptions and more turnovers, and Alex Smith is not having it right now. So it's one of those things where he's making us be better. You have to get closer to the ball if you're going to get one of Alex Smith's balls. So it's one of those things where the whole team is looking better. A lot of mistakes going on out there, and we have a good group of veterans on this team. That hopefully can carry us all the way.
Today you guys got your hands on a lot of balls.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't
yeah.
catch a lot, but as opposed to yesterday, which he looked like he could just pick you apart.
Yeah, they come in bunches, they say. So we definitely don't want to get discouraged when we don't have a lot of picks or don't knock the ball down. Today we had a lot of PBUs. Myself had a couple PBUs, so I just got to get on the jugs a little bit more so I can catch the ball.
Got a new guy playing next to you in Joe Mays. What's it been like getting adjusted with him?
Joe's a He brings that physicality to the game that I love, especially for our Mike backers. And he's a guy that's been in the league and very proven. People know Joe Mays around the league that he'll probably knock your head off. So to have him next to me, he's a smart guy too. We talk a lot. Our chemistry is great. And I can't wait to put the pads on and make a couple assist tackles with him. So it'll be good.
What is the vision? You say that, I mean, obviously you talk about winning it all and everything, but you said it's different than last year. So if the goal is the same, how's the vision different? What's the vision?
Well, when I say the vision, it's the vision's different, meaning different words are getting thrown around differently this year. Family has been the biggest word that I've heard this year.
What was it last year?
I can't even remember. It's one of those things where I got hit in the head too many times, so I can't I can't remember what happened last year. But listen, this year it's a family word that's getting thrown around. So that camaraderie that we need, that chemistry that we need, and making us like a family, you know, playing next to our brothers, taking up for our brothers, that's the vision this year.